For centuries, agriculture was inherently small-scale and diverse. Tara Brockman, who grew up visiting her grandparents' farm, describes this earlier approach to farming.
Of course, they didn't call it organic then. It was just farming. It was a way that you could raise a lot of different things, plants and animals, in a way that was similar to nature. That's the way that my great-grandparents and grandparents farmed. Even though they lived through the Great Depression, they always had something to eat.
Lyndon Warfel farms land in Tolono that has been in his family since the 1880s. He says farming used to be practiced by a significant portion of the population.
Everybody in my great-grandpa's family was involved in agriculture. Most of the people in this area were farmers. There were very small numbers of people in towns, and so almost everybody was a farmer.
World War II marked a major turning point in agriculture. In order to increase output but adapt to labor shortages, farming was industrialized. Kara Cummings, executive director of the Land Connection, an organization that trains farmers in sustainable methods, described some of the changes.
We just pretty much became corn farmers in this part of the world, and we added a ton of fertilizers to that soil to try and get more out of it, trying to get the crops to grow faster and bigger and produce higher yields. And then we started having problems with pests, and so we started adding pesticides to these. And then there were weed problems, and we added herbicides to our crops. So we're adding chemical after chemical to try and solve these problems.
As agriculture pushed forward, many were unaware of the toll the new developments were taking. But concerns about the environment began to surface in the 1960s and 70s. Again, Tara Brockman.
When you apply a chemical fertilizer, sure, it makes the plants grow fast, but what else does it do? It kills your earthworms, it runs off into your streams and rivers, and it causes huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico where nothing can live. Nobody was telling them that. They were just saying, here's this great thing, it'll make your corn grow really big and tall and fast.
As people have become more aware of these environmental effects, interest in sustainable models of farming has grown. Laureen Carsey of Blue Moon Farms in Urbana says that many people have started to question the way we eat.
Why are we so sick in this country? Why are we so disconnected from where our food comes from? Who's producing our food and where it's coming from? And how does that affect our relationship to the whole entire rest of the world? So these issues are coming under a lot of scrutiny, and it's a good thing.
I'm Ellen Rispoli.